Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, Padres fans, now's your time to ask the experts.
I was hoping maybe you can bring a little insight into it.
Gwynn and Chris answer all your questions about the Padres.
Hurt the pelota big time.
Padres Pen Pal starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Scraby, are you telling me this particular segment still has the same name as it had last week when we debuted it?
Yes, the reason being is that I have gotten many compliments about it.
From, like, one person?
From some fans that stopped me on the street. They're like, Padres Pen Pals!
I like how you try to put this music behind it to make the Pen Pals...
try to make Pen Pals sound a little cooler.
Yes, Padres Pen Pals!
Well, I have a quick question based on what you just said there.
Yeah, what's up?
How many people honestly stop you on the street?
They don't stop me, but if I give my ID or something or my card, and sometimes they'll be like,
"You're Scraby."
Scraby,
you hand your card out to people on the street.
Your ID, you mean? Is that what you meant?
Yeah, I just stop and I'm like, "Sir, would you like to see my ID? Here you go."
Oh, you're Scraby. Hey, I love the name of that one segment, Padres Pen
Pals.
Yeah,
pay attention to the last name and you'll realize why I'm giving you my ID right now.
So a lot of this happened quite often. All right,
Scraby.
Exactly.
Pretty good.
All right, Padres Pen Pals, you can write in questions. Tell them where they can write the questions to, Scraby, so people can be involved in this segment.
Yeah, you could tweet me, at Matt Scraby. You could tweet ChrisLOSD, at ChrisLOSD. You could tweet at Tony Gwynn Jr. Or where I'm getting most of these questions is the Facebook group, the Friarhood, on Facebook, the San Diego Padres group, because a lot of people are on there. And I just put up there, you guys can ask Gwynn and Chris a question. What is your question? And I'll ask them later this week. And so we got a ton of responses today.
All right, good. Let's go.
Let's hit.
The one part I do like about the open is it says, let's ask the experts.
Yes.
I don't get called that very often.
No.
So appreciate that.
Our first pen pal today is Andy Mann, and he is asking you guys, who do you think should be leading off? Chris, let's start with you.
Who do I think? Well, you know, they do have a little issue with this at the moment because Ian Kinsler has gotten off to such a slow start. Manuel Margot, still he doesn't walk enough to be a legit leadoff guy. They got a problem there, I'll be honest with you. I mean, it's not a big problem, but they don't have and we talked about it before the season, Tony, they don't really have the perfect leadoff guy. So I think you just keep flipping it around and keep trying guys until somebody settles in.
What do you think, Tony?
I think it's Manuel Margot. I like to see him stay where he's at for now, though. But there's no more prototypical leadoff guys in baseball anymore anyway. So
that's true.
As long as there's a guy that can get on base, I think that's your best option. Obviously, Manny's going to get on base a lot. You don't want him leading off. Myers is probably going to get on base a lot. I think you have to weigh...
You can think about using Myers on the leadoff spot.
You have to weigh what the rest of the lineup is doing before you put Myers in that leadoff spot, which I think is part of the reason why we haven't seen him hit there much this season. So,
the Cubs did it with Chris Bryant for a while, and that kind of reminds me of a Will Myers type of guy. Somebody that can go deep in the leadoff spot. Seemed to work for them all right.
I don't know if
you don't like
the firepower for the Padres is as much as what the Cubs have. Right. And Rizzo was leading off for them at one point.
Yeah, that's true.
So, right now, if you pin me down, I'd say Margot.
And our pen pal Andy said Margot. He said he thinks he should be the leadoff. All right.
But that's all based on if he continues to keep swinging it like he has thus far.
I know the last guy that should be the leadoff guy. Francisco Mejia, because he swings at every pitch ever known to man. I love watching that guy come to the plate. I really do. I love to see what he's going to do and how far he's going to expand the strike zone and then how far he's going to hit the ball once he does that.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Right.
Good bad ball hitter.
Our next pen pal, O'Brien McQuaid. He said, he's asking you guys, when the league starts adjusting to Tatis, do you see him making the correct adjustments to stay on track? And the second part of this question, and have hitters figured out Chris Paddock based on his last performance? Tony, let's start with you.
Have they figured, well, let's start with the latter. Have they figured out Chris Paddock? I don't know. I don't think they have. I mean, it's only been two starts. I don't know if there's enough video, but I think that's one of the question marks, is how the league will respond to Chris Paddock. I don't think they figured him out yet. What was the first part of that question?
It was, is Tatis, as the league starts adjusting to him, do you see him making the correct adjustments?
That is another question mark. I think that's what we all are waiting to see. I think he has shown the ability to be able to make those adjustments, but it's too hard to make that answer that question right now on April 11th. He hasn't had a whole lot. The league hasn't had a whole lot of time to adjust to him. He hasn't had a whole lot of time to adjust to the league. Let's get a month into this season and get down the line before you can start.
I'll tell you how fans think. He's already thinking ahead. He's like, I've seen what I see. I know what he can hit, but can he keep it up? Chris, what do you think? Do you think that Tatis will be able to make adjustments, and do you think the hitters have figured out Chris Paddock?
First of all, I think the answer to those two questions are going to go a long way in determining how successful this team is this year.
Yes.
In general, not just those two young guys, but all of the young guys. They're going to have to make adjustments throughout the season because teams are going to change the way they approach it. Tatis, no, I agree with Tony. He hasn't been up enough for teams to start doing something new to him, for him to have to try and adjust to that. So I've been pleased with what I've seen from Tatis at the plate. And the other part of it, nobody's figured out Chris Paddock yet. Are you kidding me? He's pitched, he's only allowed 3 hits in 2 games. So, he had some problems last game in St. Louis because of a tight strike zone. He walked 5, and I think that was, because the Cardinals are pretty good at laying off close pitches, but it was also a tight strike zone. But until somebody can hit Chris Paddock, I think he's all right.
All right, our next pen pal is Matt Whitmore. He was the guy, who LCC, he always keeps coming with great questions, so I'm allowing this question to get through again because I think it's a good one, and we're going to start with you this time, Chris.
You're allowing him to get through because he's an LCC grad or because it's a good question?
A good question. If it wasn't a good question, the LCC ties only go so far.
I'll be the judge of this.
Okay. Chris, what do you think the ratio between Urias and Kinsler is going to be? And what should it be? 50-50, 60-40 Urias, 40-60 Kinsler?
I think it should be about 60-40 Kinsler at the moment, but he's going to have to hit a little bit better to keep it that way. And then I think that gives Urias some time to play some shortstop and spell Tatis over there a little bit. So,
good point.
I think Urias ought to be in the lineup about half the time right now. Kinsler a little more than half, and Tatis a little more than half. But I think all three of them can kind of rotate around.
Give me the question again.
The question is, what ratio should Urias and Kinsler be playing at? 50-50, 60-40 Urias, 40-60 Kinsler?
Is that assuming that we're talking about one or the other? Because, I mean...
Yes, okay. That's assuming that we're talking about one or the other.
I think it's a mistake to put a ratio on that position right now. Kinsler, not swinging a bat well. Urias, not swinging a bat in his short stint so far. The way the Padres roster is constructed, I think they have the ability and the depth to go hot hand, and I think that's how it should roll. You want early on, you let these guys get their rhythm, get some at bats, and then you got to go hot hand. So it could be any one of those in flip flop order. It could be Urias the hot hand, it could be Kinsler. I think it's a mistake though to have a set ratio on how much those guys should play.
I think Andy's done a good job of mixing everybody in though. Really, so far. I really, really do. I think he's taken a difficult situation, and he's done a nice job with it, giving everybody a fair shot and a fair amount of ABs to stay fresh. By the way, speaking of second base, does anybody miss Jose Pirella or Carlos Asuaje?
Well, we haven't heard from either of them in a while, so...
I don't know Carlos Asuaje's not in the organization anymore, but Pirella still is, right?
Yeah, I think Pirella still is.
Man, he's been buried.
And he had a great spring, too. So,
I thought he was going to make the team, and he didn't, and I haven't heard from him since.
That bench gets light. He'll be back, I'm sure. Yeah. As long as he's swinging the bat well, if he's still with us. I don't even know if he's with us. I think he's still.
I think he is.
I think he is, too. All right, we have two more. Our next pen pal is Frank O'Connor. Tony, you're up first. He said, who should get more playing time, Hunter Renfroe or Franmil Reyes? It's a good question.
It is a good question. Right now, it's got to. I think it's Hunter Renfroe, and that's hard for me to say because I'm a big fan of both of these guys. But I think Hunter Renfroe is the guy right now. He's the hot hand. And listen, we talked about the outfield is going to be a mix and match versus based on what the pitcher is on the bump, whether he's left-handed or right-handed. And I think Hunter has swung the bat well enough against both sides right now. He's already got, what, three homers?
Yes.
So I think ultimately, I think Hunter right now, if we're deciding between those two, I think Hunter Renfroe's the guy.
Chris, Hunter Renfroe or Franmil Reyes?
Man, you're asking me about my favorite player on the team, Franmil Reyes. I want to see him in the lineup, but 4-for-28's not making it at the moment for the big Pelota guy. Yeah, I mean, you got to go with the hot hand. Renfro's the guy right now, and I think he's better defensively than Franmil Reyes, and I think that that's important to this ball club. They have to continue to catch the ball, and they're going to keep winning a lot of games if they do that. I'm not saying Franmil Reyes is a liability defensively, but he's the one guy that they always take out of the lineup for defensive purposes late in the game. So, yeah, Renfroe deserves the bulk of the time right now. He's outplayed him so far, but that doesn't mean that won't change in a couple of weeks.
All right, we're short on time. Our last one, and I think this is the hottest take of them all, the hottest question of them all. This comes from Nick McNulty. Do the Padres have the team with the best hairstyles in all of Major League Baseball? Because you got Tatis's flowing golden hair coming out of the back of his hat. You got Manny Machado's haircut that everybody seems to make fun of. What do you guys think?
How about
think?
Kirby Yates? He's got a good...
Kirby Yates has a mohawk.
Mohawk going.
Strom's got a good
who are you
hair.
Asking?
I'll ask you, Tony. Do you think they have the best hair in Major
League
Baseball?
I guess that's in the eye of the beholder.
I think it's pretty funny that we're being asked this. Two guys with about as little hair as there is possible on the planet, but...
I'm going to say no.
Oh, what?
I'm going to say no. I'm not feeling some of the haircuts they got out there right now.
You know, Thomas had actually a really great idea. So, Padres, if you're listening, make a little hat with the Tatis hair so that people can wear those at the park so they look like Fernando Tatis.
That actually is brilliant.
Yeah. They used to sell dreads of Manny Ramirez dreads at the Manny Wood out there in the Dodger Stadium.
They should do Fernando Tatis
Chris,
Jr.
what do
dreads.
You think? What do you think? Is this the... Are you a Tony? They don't have the best hair.
Yeah, I mean, me answering a question hair is ridiculous, but I'll give it a shot here. I'm going to say the question is, do they have the best in baseball, right?
Yes.
You know, I mean, I haven't seen all 30 teams' hairstyles, but I'll agree with
so
Tony.
Literal.
I'm assuming that somebody's got better hairstyles than the Padres, but they have some fun hairstyles. There's no question.
All right, that's it for this week's Padres Pen Pals. Thank you to Andy, O'Brien, Matt, Frank, and Nick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.